Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, a Cork pub recently faced a spate of cyber pickpocketing, whereby customers had small sums between 10 and 20 euro stolen via a card reader device used by criminals to charge their contactless cards through their bags, wallets and pockets. Well, for more on this, we're joined now by Dr. Paolo Palmieri, who's a lecturer in cybersecurity at University College Cork. You're very welcome, Paolo, to the programme this evening. You might just tell us how this particular scam in this Cork pub came to your attention.
Yeah, hi, good evening, and thanks for having me. Well, I was in a pub a few weeks ago, and I was there with my wife, and I was talking about work with her, and of course my research is in cybersecurity. The pub was not very crowded, it was a quiet day, and I think the manager or the owner overheard me talking, and when he realized that I do research on cybersecurity, he came over and he told me what had happened in his pub a few days earlier. And that was essentially that some of his customers on a crowded evening were targeted by these cyber pickpocketers, if you will.
And can you just explain to us how that works, how you can be targeted like that?
Well, we know that new modern bank cards work contactlessly, so you just need to move your card close to a reader, what is normally called a POS terminal. And cyber criminals will normally obtain fraudulently or steal one of those POS terminals and then use it without the knowledge of their victims. The distance that is required between the card and the reader is normally a few centimeters, but a powerful antenna may increase that distance a bit. So somebody can just come close enough to a person or a person's wallet or a person's bag and activate a transaction in that way.
So it's effectively like when you go into a shop and you just tap your card to pay for a coffee or whatever it might be. It's the same technology. You don't need to press in any buttons or authorize anything. The money's just taken off your card. Am I right?
It's the same technology.
But it can be done if your bag is in your wallet, in your bag, you know, like layers and layers of material between your card and the card reader.
Yeah, I mean, normally the only material that will prevent that is some sort of metal. There are some wallets that have protections in place, so they have very thin sheets of aluminum or other metallic material that will prevent the card from being read. But a wallet that wouldn't have that feature wouldn't be an obstacle for a reader. I mean, the communication will go through leather or cloth or any other softer material.
So that is a real concern, I suppose, for people, particularly around Christmas. We can see the pubs getting busier and busier, restaurants as well, that this could be happening. And you might not even notice, because this is one of the things that these fraudsters tend to do. They tend to take very small amounts, you know, 5 euro, 10 euro, things that you might not even notice.
Exactly. So, of course, a crowded environment such as a pub or in a crowded shop in the run-up to Christmas favors, in this case, the criminal. And the reality is they will normally, as you said, only take small amounts. People may not be sure whether when they check their bank statements or their banking app, where they actually spend the money themselves. If you're out for the day shopping, you probably have several transactions and you may be in doubt whether you stop for a coffee or not. Okay. If you see a transaction. And even when people do notice, they tend not to report that to the authorities. They tend not to make a report to the Gardaí, for example, because the transaction is so small that they may not see a point in doing that.
Yeah,
and of course,
not worth their while as such. Although, having said that, Paolo, if they do go to Gardaí, can Gardaí trace where the money went?
Yeah, of course, all transactions that happen with a card or in general through a bank, they are all traceable. They can be traced. Now, criminals, they're quite skilled in trying to hide their transactions. So, for example, the POS terminal, the card reader, will have been obtained fraudulently, perhaps, through submitting some false documents, or of a company that may not exist or may not be aware that a POS is requested. But it is possible to do an investigation, and we do know that There have been arrests in the past in Europe, so while they may try to hide their tracks, there is no such a thing as a perfect crime, so it's always possible to launch an investigation.
So it may be worth people's while then, really, to report it, even if it is a small amount, in an effort to, get Gardaí to be alert that it's happening, so they can try and track down some of those who are taking the money. Can I just ask you finally, you mentioned these special wallets. I know tinfoil has been mentioned. If you wrapped your wallet in tinfoil, it might work.
It may work. It may not be the most convenient thing to do, but yes, I mean, any metal and, of course, tinfoil will serve that purpose. Another thing to consider is that phones will also have contactless technology, but they're not passive. They need to be activated, for example, by entering... by using the fingerprint and so on. So they will not be as easily... victim to this cyber pickpocketing as a regular bank card.
Okay, some good advice there, and maybe a Christmas present for anybody who's looking for one. You could buy your friend or your significant other one of these metal cards that you can put in your wallet to try and protect yourselves. It's a good Chris Kindle idea, possibly. Dr. Paolo Palmieri, lecturer in cybersecurity at University College Cork, thank you very much for joining us.